Welcome to the Love and Lattes podcast, a coffee lover's guide to good vibes, books, rom-coms, and everything in between. Now grab some coffee and let's get chatting. Hey everyone, it's Betsy from Love and Lattes podcast. Today is episode number 2 of the brand new voiceover vibe series, and I'm talking with Viviana Izzo, who is known as Viviana Enchantress of Books in the audiobook community. She has a podcast called the Audiobook Lovin' Podcast, and she's done a million other things. So if you are a fan of audiobooks, you probably already know who she is. And I am so excited to talk with her today. If you are a podcaster, content creator, or a voice actor, or anyone who uses their voice for any reason, you should check out vocalbooth.com. The VO1 edition is an affordable and mobile option for you. You can use discount code LOVEANDLATTES for a VO1 booth, or if you want to make the jump to an isolation booth from vocalbooth.com, you can check out their Silver Series and use discount code LOVEANDLATTESSILVER. Those codes will be listed in the description and show notes for you to check out. But without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Hi, everyone. My name is Viviana Izzo, and I am the host and owner of the Audiobook Lovin' Podcast. And you guys are listening to Love and Lattes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Thank you for talking with me today.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. I'm not used to talking about myself. So I'm like, whoa, hold on. What's that about?
Yeah, you're on the other side now, aren't you?
Yeah, I call it when my guests do that, when they flip the script. I'm like, you guys are going rogue. I don't like it.
Yeah, you have to be like kind of quick on your feet to try to think of a good witty response.
Yes, that's for sure.
This is a part of the Voiceover Vibe series of the Love and Lattes podcast, which kind of focuses on anything that uses your voice. So obviously you host a podcast and you love audiobooks, so I thought you were the perfect guest.
No, thank you. I was like, I got the email, the note, I'm like, oh, yay, thank you. I'm excited you guys have a new segment too. That's going to be fun for you guys.
It is fun. And then I've listened to a lot of your episodes of your podcast, so it's fun to talk to a fellow podcast host.
Right? It's like they don't know all the work that goes into it. But it's fun. It's fun. I love doing what I do. And I'm talking to a few other podcasters, and they're like, yeah, it's like, it's work. I'm like, yes, it's work, but it's fun work.
It really is. It's so much fun. There's lots of different elements to having a podcast. We'll kind of get into all of that. But I think I heard on an episode that you had the other day that you worked for Disney World or something. Is that right?
Yeah. So I worked for the Walt Disney World Company for 16 years, and I started as a chef at Spoodles, which is a restaurant at the boardwalk, which is no longer there. It was really good food too. And then moved into human resources because I wanted to finish my degree for business management, and said, well, you know, office work will allow me to do a little bit of studying on my downtime versus being in the kitchen. And so got into HR and stayed there for about 15 and a half years. And then just recently, due to all the love stuff with, you know, the pandemic and stuff like that, there were layoffs, and I finally got my papers, and I was like, gee, darn. Okay. I was okay with being let go just because it provided me with other opportunities and be able to do a lot of the stuff that I do in the book world more full time.
Yeah, it was like a blessing in disguise, like one door shuts and another window opens.
Yeah, well, I straddle that millennial / Gen Xer. And so this, you know, it got ingrained in me about company loyalty and, you know, retirements. And so I was like, I don't want to be the one to quit. That just didn't feel so. I'm like, well, if they kick me out, that's different. So, yeah, you know, absolutely. I was like, okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I guess I'm curious, like, obviously that's kind of, it's a creative thing. Disney was creative. But like, you're now really into like the audiobook world. I know you have a couple other things you do, but how did you kind of transition into this kind of community?
Well, I actually have been in the community for, you know, 15 plus years. So I was always like, you know, like 16 years ago, like working full time. But even before then, I've been a lover of books and stories since infancy. I mean, like I have a picture my mom took of me, which I'm fine with sharing, but it's one of the few photos. I was like maybe 2 and a half years old, sitting on the potty reading a book. And so I've always been a book lover, you know, and I kind of stopped reading when about I was 19. And because, you know, adulting and you know, having to work full time and going into college, then got married. And, you know, just adulting takes a lot of the fun stuff away sometimes. And I just didn't do it again. And then went to a local convention that was, at the time I was living in Miami. And I was like, what, there's book conventions? What? And that kind of just sparked everything. And I actually started doing book reviews for another blogger, Read Between the Lines. And that kind of just started that whole process of going back into it. And then I had a friend who was like, so why don't you start your own blog instead of doing it for someone else and just doing little, you know, guest posts here and there, just run the whole thing yourself. And she literally got that momentum of, you know, she kind of backed up and took, you know, a straight run and shoved me off my comfort cliff. And that's where Viviana Enchanters of Books gets kicked off, where I'm doing book reviews, I'm doing hosting, you know, for releases and book covers and interviews and things like that. And that kind of is what sparked that whole aspect of Enchanters of Books and how I got started more in depth with the industry and, you know, kind of went from there and then had Enchantress book blog tours that then became Enchantress Design and Promo, which is now the newest adaption after 16 years. Things change a little bit. So now it's Enchantress Bookish Brilliance. And it started off with seeing that there was these other PR companies that I would sign up for to help promote authors, but I was always missing something. I was either missing the right size for the book cover or, you know, what, you know, links here and stuff like that. And then I, you know, came across an author by the name of Danica Dark, which I love her writing. She writes paranormal romance. And, you know, I was like, hey, how come, you know, I know you have a book out. How come you don't have like a book release tour of sorts? And she's like, nah, I'm like, I'll do it for you. So that kind of started working in the business about 15 years ago. And then from there, it just continued to evolve.
That's a really cool story. And it sounds like you're really passionate about it. And it's something you really enjoy.
I love it. It's one of those things that just comes with a lot of passion and love. And just like, for me, it's just ingrained in the marketing and the business of it. And because it's something that I love as far as books and storytelling, and I love helping. I've always been the girl that likes to be behind the curtain. Like, I'll help you run your lines. I'll help you do those dance moves. I don't need to be in the spotlight. I would much rather hang back and make sure that you are successful and that you succeed and that you are also enjoying what you're doing. Because otherwise, that's another conversation. I'm like, well, let's reevaluate. But as long as you're having fun, I'm all there to support. So that's kind of like where I'm more behind the scenes versus needing to be in front of it and supporting the authors and now the narrators as well.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I feel exactly like that. It's so nice that everyone needs kind of a good support and someone to kind of encourage them along. And it's fun to see your impact on these individuals and people now know you, I mean, by name and know what you do. So it's funny how that works.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think I had that moment of I was at the, I think it was either the RT Book Lovers Convention. Yeah, I think it was one of those. And that was the convention back in the day where it was the RT Book Lovers Magazine. It was this huge and everything to do with romance, that magazine was touching it. And they did book reviews and they did events and things like that. And that the convention was also great for the writers and those industry professionals because they had different tracks. And so you can go as a book lover and you just were there to meet your authors, but you can also go as an aspiring author. You can go in as an educator and train people. And I remember being at a party and I sat next to someone sat next to me, excuse me. And, you know, like sometimes small conversation goes and, you know, they're like, oh, hi, how are you? What's your name? And I'm like, I'm Viviana. And what do you do? I write book reviews. My name is Viviana. It's Enchantress of Books. And she goes, oh my God. And I'm like, what? What did I do? I didn't do it, I swear. And she's like, oh my God, my publisher has been telling me about you. And kind of like, whoa, I had that, okay moment, you know, it was a shy. And I was like, damn. But it felt good to kind of just be like, oh, okay. My hard work has been recognized and, you know, I've been working with publishing houses too and on their review teams for, you know, 12-ish years. So it's been good. It's been nice.
That's so fun. What a cool kind of moment for you to be like, oh, you know me. That's neat.
Yeah,
That's so
imposter
cool.
syndrome kind of kicks into you go, who, me? No, you're talking about someone else, right? But yeah, like, no, you. I'm like, okay.
And it's fun because you mentioned like the conventions. There's so many conventions, and I didn't realize this until I was listening to your episodes of the podcast. There's like so many ways to gather and meet with your fellow like audiobook loving community.
Yeah, no, there's every day kind of seems like, okay, which one's now, in a good way, that there's so many new events that are happening, whether they're one day signings. Some of them happen on in this, it just could be a one-off where an author is does a local book signing at their local bookshop, including a mom and pops or a Barnes and Noble. Sometimes authors get together like, hey, are you guys in the Maryland area? All right, let's get 15 authors together, and there you go, there's a book signing. To the more, fuller conventions that are out there as well, like, Book Bonanza, which is the last year this year, and a bunch of other ones that just keep sprouting. And I'm like, where do I want to go next? Can I use that for my traveling excuses? I'm like, ooh, Salem, okay.
That's so cool. Yeah, you get to travel. That's a
Yeah.
fun little perk. And will you be going to any this year?
I am. So I'm going to Reader's State Denver in April. I'm going a bit more incognito this year. Last year I was their official podcast. This year I'm going more on the support side to a few author friends and narrator friends. So I'm going to be, making sure they stay on task, make sure that their tables are set up. There's a couple of other individuals that I've been talking to online, some of the authors, and I'm like, I cannot wait to hug you. And so that's going to be a lot more. For me, a lot less stressful because I'm just gonna almost be able to just be there as a reader versus as an industry professional of sorts, right? I'm always wearing that hat though, so it just doesn't leave me. Don't know how to function without it, but it's always a fun one to just be able to just have fun. And it is one of the hotel at the convention space that I was helping the team with selecting it. So it'd be nice to kind of see how it all pans out, and them using some of the ideas that I provided them as well. It's just it's gonna be nice to see all that. And then at the end of August is the Dark Star Con, which is a book convention specifically for audiobooks. Now, last year, they, sorry, 2022, is they had the Allure Convention, which was separate owners. But that was the first official convention, book event that was about and focused on audiobooks. Unfortunately, nothing happened with 2023. Things happened, things they dismantled. And so in 2024, we have now Dark Star Con, and there's a lot of fun things that are happening, and I'm their official podcast. So I've been spending the last couple of months chatting with the signing authors and narrators to this event and getting to know them better and having the listeners get to know them before going to the events. So that's always a fun thing too.
Wow, yeah, that's really cool. The official podcast, that's awesome. And kind
Yeah.
of promoting it with your episodes and get to meet everyone in person when that happens. How cool.
Yeah, well, with all these books, and I know that not every event can have something like an official podcast. I'm hoping that maybe this will help it where authors and signing narrators can also go to these other podcasts that are out there, not just mine, but there's other, or do Facebook Lives and stuff like that, or, Instagram Lives, where people can kind of get organized a little bit in advance of the events, and it helps the people that go to it to kind of go, oh. Instead of just seeing a full list of names, of which some you're going, I have no idea who you are, and then having to maybe meet them in person and go like, ooh, versus, oh my God, I listened to that episode. You and I have, our favorite ice cream's the same, and then the conversation starts, and it's just more fun.
That is fun. Yeah, it's such a cool kind of you're pre getting prepped for it and getting pumped for it. So that's really neat. And
Yeah.
I guess I mean, how to exactly like you kind of talked me through how everything evolved. But when did you decide I want to create the Audiobook Lovin' podcast?
So the podcast is actually a spin-off of the series. So a lot of people, a few years ago, well, at this point, it's going to be now 10 years ago. There wasn't, I mean, audiobooks existed. I mean, there was books on tapes. They always existed for a long time, but a lot of it wasn't more common knowledge. It was one of those, maybe you kind of did that in school, or if you had some form of, like, if you were, your eyesight wasn't best, the best, then you would go into maybe doing audiobooks and listening that way. But my friend Kelly from, and she was a blogger at the time with Books and Kisses. We were constantly listening and we're like, are we the only ones that are like audiobooks? And we're like, no, there's more. We kind of started listening to other and hanging out with other people online, but realized that there was nobody out there doing anything with audiobooks. And then we did some research and come to find out that June is audiobook month. And we're looking, I mean, you can imagine us kind of looking like up and down, left and right. And we're like, why isn't anybody talking about, at the very minimum, June being audiobook month? And so she and I kind of did like, no one's doing anything. I mean, pie and apple pie and hot fudge sundaes have their own national holidays and people are talking about them on their socials, but no one's talking about June being audiobook month. So she's like, hey, Vid. I'm like, yeah, Kelly. And we just started like, why don't we do this? Why don't we be the ones to kind of start it? And Audiobook Lovin' started. And we, you know, it's occurs. The series only happens in the month of June. And we were like, we'll do something every day, every other day. Let's just see where it goes. We did something every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes even on the weekends. We had enough different kinds of posts that we really were doing 7 days a week for the entire month of June. And we started in April, and it was just kind of like it ran from there. And, you know, now it's going to be, this June will be its 10th year. So it's 10th season. And I've owned it since 5 years, not on my own, because she has, you know, her own business and it's taxes and she doesn't have the time. And I'm so lonely from that perspective, but I've been happy to do it and continue with it. And about 5 years ago, too, in conversations for, you know, these interviews that I was doing for the month of June, Amy Dawes was like, hey, Viv, why do you only do this in June? And I'm like, because June is audiobook month. I'm like, people are dealing with me enough for the month to listen to me talk with you guys. I, you know, why would you want anything else? She's like, it'd be kind of cool to have something that's year round. I'm like, no one's going to want to listen to, you know, this year round. And she's like, let's consider it. And talk to a few other authors and narrator friends and even some of my friends that are book lovers. And they're like, that'd be kind of cool. And then I decided to, instead of reinventing the wheel, and also the series was so well known already in the industry with listeners as well as the industry professionals, I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep it the same way for the podcast. And then Audiobook Love and Podcast came to be. And then that continues until this now. And then we're going to be celebrating in September will be also 5 years and 6 years in September for the series, but this June will be 10 years for the series. So lots of fun stuff that I'm trying to plan.
Yeah. You have to have like a big anniversary celebration, and that's awesome. It sounds like you are really just going along and having a lot of success with that. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's been fun because it allows the authors a platform to talk about their books in a format that is an audio for their audiobooks. But I think it also has put the narrators on task as far as, hey, you know, marketing your books that are your clients, in this case, the authors or the production companies or publishing houses, and talking about the craft and getting to know, like, how do you do 15 accents in that one scene and not get like, what the fuck about it all? And it's just been, you know, it's been very good. And I've had also opportunities to talk to fellow book lovers. Like I've had Felicia, who was the owner of the Sultry Listeners Awards, but she was also a blogger. She and I kind of grew up together in, you know, as bloggers, you know, 15, 20 years ago, where it was just blogging, where you were getting these reviews and stuff. So now fast forward, we have social media influencers and all that fun stuff going on.
Yeah, the community is, it's just amazing. I mean, I remember going to my library, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago and getting like the old school CDs and changing discs, because I didn't realize you could download it on your phone, but I think it's just improved so much since then. But yeah, the community is so excited and interested, and it's really fun to just share with everyone and kind of just to have that communal like appreciation for audiobooks.
No, absolutely. I think that the audiobook trajectory as far as sales have gone in the past 10 years has continued on that going up high, and it really hasn't stopped or it just continues to go up. It hasn't stopped, you know, stuttered or anything like that. And it just moves forward. And then with the pandemic, there was an entire more boom of brand new readers, not just audiobook listeners, but readers.
that are just devouring these titles left and right. And then the same again with when they're like, oh, there's audiobooks, and they're listening and just devouring these stories. And so it's been nice to see the growth. And it's also kind of nice to be like, just kind of sit back and go, wow, what have I seen? The trends, the stuff, the good, the bad. and it's, you know, what goes away, what comes back, kind of like bell bottoms, you know, and other fashions. I'm like, wait, that was back when I was in my 1990s and stuff. Now they're back again. It's the same thing with the trends within the genre. So it's always fun to see that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like, excuse me, like people everywhere just want to be entertained more than ever, because like there's so many things you can stream nowadays, and just they want to be entertained, and audiobooks are a great form of entertainment that you can do other things while you're listening, which you really can't do with anything else. So it's kind of unique in that way.
It very much so. I mean, you can be listening to music, but there's some individuals that just their brains doesn't function that way. Or they're like, you know what? I'll listen to the music when I'm in one of those kind of moods. When it comes down to TV and even reading with your eyeballs, you kind of have to focus. Yeah, you can listen to the TV show while you're doing dishes and not really see what's going on. But that's that moment that you hear something go kaboom and you're like, what happened? And you have to run and rewind, right? A TV, you know, movie or show. Whereas you can do the dishes and the laundry and the yard work and fill in the blank of activities, including Excel spreadsheets when you're, you know, at work, while you're listening to someone telling you a story in your earbuds. And, you know, it's just something that can be entertaining and fun, but also help with focus sometimes, depending on how you operate.
Yes, it's so cool. It's like the ultimate way to enjoy something while multitasking. And I'm curious, like, do you have a favorite, maybe one or two audiobook narrators that you've listened to for years that you really enjoy?
I do. I usually don't like advertise or share. Like it was like, well, who are your favorites? I'm like, I'm not gonna tell you. just because sometimes it changes. And also, you know, there's because of me working in the industry, I've never wanted to anybody to think about favoritism or anything like that. I've been very fortunate. And I do, I will say that I have that skill set of staying neutral. And, you know, when it comes down to being able to just say, listen, you know, I love you, but you're dropping that British accent if I'm casting, or, you know what, I love you, but my God, where was the acting in chapter 5 in a review? But some of my favorite narrators that have really stuck with me throughout the years has been like Nicole Poole, who is just so talented. She I came through her a couple of books, but then I really like, oh my God, with her was with Danica Dark's books. And many times it's a solo narration, but you swear it's a multicast because she has such a range and is able to provide each character with their own unique tones and accents and just cadence that you're going, when did this become a multicast? And you're like, oh no, it's just her. And I'm like, wow. Angela Daw, who is Nalini Singh's narrator for the Psy Changeling Trinity series, is also fantastic. Very similar to Nicole in being able to do the different characters and just the emotion that she can invoke, whether they're, you know, trying to fight for freedom or they're having a fun moment and they're bantering. It, you know, she's another one. And then I have Sophie Eastlake, and she, I fell in love with her with Thea Harrison's books, Dragons and Shifters. I mean, okay, if you haven't figured out, one of my favorite genres is paranormal. So a lot of this stuff tends to kind of stay there. So that was Sophie Eastlake with Thea's Harrison series. Amanda Ronconi is another one that I was like, has such a knack for comedic timing. And so when she has been the sole narrator for Molly Harper's books, she's had some co-narrators in the series, but she's the one that's been the staple. And I'm like, well, Amanda can read the whole book by herself, I'd be happy. It doesn't matter who else has been on it. But, you know, she's another fun favorite of mine. And then there's Jennifer Akita, who is the narrator for the Also series by Deborah Harkness, excuse me. And that's the Discovery of Witches series. And my God, that series is so great. But if I would have been reading it, I would have been like, and then they walked through the door and they arrived in blah, 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 French chateau. Because there's so much traveling that's going on in Europe, a lot of the cities or pronunciations of names, I would have been saying something like blah, 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 blah. And that kind of kills it a little bit. So when I picked up the audio, I was like, wow, Jennifer, again, has another huge talent of, her skill sets for creating these characters and providing different tones and accents for them. And I'm going, I see an entire movie when any of these ladies are narrating these books that is just like, you get lost. And these are really some of the top best narrators out there. So that's just a few. The list goes a little longer, but...
Yeah, it's like you kind of just gave a list, a recommendation of some great narrators out there for people to check out and explore their work. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we'll kind of start wrapping up a little bit, partly because Zoom will shut down and partly because my computer is on 21% and I've lost my charger. So I want to make sure we wrap this up in a nice, concise way. But would you like to talk for a moment about the Sultry Listeners Awards and kind of your role with that?
Yeah, so the Sultry Listener Awards is actually turning 10 years old as well this year in 2024. And it was launched in 2013 by a bunch of different lovers of books, specifically like with Felicia Sparks, who was a geeky blogger. She's no longer blogging, but she's still around and stuff to keep me sane. And it was just there wasn't any, again, similarly to the podcast, there wasn't anything out there that was really focusing on the listeners' favorites. And so they, there was three of them that said, "Hey, let's do this." And it's the Sultry Listeners Awards, and listeners, so fans, nominate the titles, and then not, and then they also vote. About 3 years in, Felicia ends up taking ownership fully by herself, and she would bring other bloggers in. Like I hosted certain genres, and other hosts other genres. So we were trying to call taking turns and rotating, just so also she wouldn't have to do all the bulk of the work. But it was, again, it was so much fun to also discover new books, because you as a listener would nominate the titles, and then we're like, well, we never heard of that one, and add it to our list, and then we listen to it later. It's still the only audiobook awards that it is nominated by the listeners, and they vote as well, and they just, kind of go from there. And it's been fun. I took it over the 2023, because Felicia was at that point was like, listen, either it's gonna die because she's done, she's not really doing anything with book world anymore, just work and adulting stuff. And she's like, okay, so my options are, we're like, it no longer exists, or you take over. I'm like, there's nobody else, Felicia. She's like, no, you are nobody. I'm like, okay, I got it. I didn't want it to die and go away, because again, it is the only awards out there that is for audiobooks where the listeners have a say. They get to nominate their favorites. And so we did last year, with me being the new owner, and did a bunch of new categories. We changed some stuff up. I changed some stuff up when, instead of having gender specific for favorite narrators, like traditionally you have favorite male, it's your favorite female. And but I took that out, because I don't believe that we should be utilizing that kind of terminology, especially in today's day and age where we're more significantly more fluid and inclusive of everybody. And so we did the new narrator, up and coming narrators, and then I just left it at narrator because I didn't want to use the term established, because it's not really based on numbers or anything like that. And it was really fun. It was great to see a bunch of new people that had less than, 10 books nominated for an award, and then so on and so forth. And it was also fun to see that the Audies this year also kind of follow suit in changing how they categorize their favorite, the winners of for narrators. They didn't do gender either. So it's nice to see that as well. And then so now this is going to be in 2024. We're going to start nominations this summer. I'm going to leave it there. I'm hoping to do it in July, but we'll see. We'll see. I may start a little earlier just to kind of give more wiggle room. But so in the summer we'll start with nominations. And it's been fun. I love seeing the listeners, support their favorite both authors and narrators, and have the narrators involved as well, with like excitement of like, oh my God, I got nominated. It was so much fun to see that.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's kind of like the People's Choice Awards, in a way. You
It
kind
really
of
is.
nominate or sort of.
No, it really is. I think it's one
That's
of those,
awesome.
yeah, where again, there isn't anything out there like that. And I'm looking forward to adding more, because like romance horror is a new category that's been kind of like genre that has been kind of popping up within the last couple of years. So we're hoping to get more people nominated in those, those different genres, and kind of going from there.
Well, that's kind of fun to see adding more and more categories, getting more and more people excited about that. Well, it has been so nice talking with you and learning about like your journey and kind of your role in this awesome community. And before we finish up, would you like to share where everyone can find you online?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it has been so much fun talking to you. Can't wait to see what else comes from the series and continues with your podcast. So you guys can find me on Instagram. I have two accounts. One is Viviana Enchantress of Books, which you'll get me and some of my marketing stuff, some of my other things that I talk about. And then the podcast has its own accounts. The Audiobook Club and Podcast, a series / podcast, is there. Also, the Sultry Listeners has their own Instagram account. On TikTok, I'm Viviana Izzo. And on Facebook, I'm Viviana Enchantress of Books. And you can just do a Google search. And, you know, we can also find on the website, vivianaenchantressofbooks.com. And just, you know, say hi.
Yes, say hi. Well, I will definitely include links in the description and show notes so everybody can follow along with what you're doing. Thank you again. It's been very nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you too. It's been so much fun. I've been kind of catching up on some of your other previous, and I love a good Hallmark. So I was like, ooh, which one did I miss? So I'm excited that you're doing audio.
Yeah, there's so many. You can miss a lot if you don't watch every week.
I know, but the same thing, like, I need to figure out how to start watching because it used to be on cable, right? It used to be, and now everything's streaming, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to pay for another service. So I may have to go back to paying for it, and just because they do have some really good kind of movies. And I'm excited to see what comes up next. And thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you're awesome. Congratulations on all of your success, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can be notified of all the new episodes. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Lattes podcast. Have a great day.